This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The president of Guinea-Bissau announced assailants armed with machine guns and AK-47s attacked the country's government palace for hours Tuesday while he and the prime minister were inside, but the coup attempt ultimately failed. The foiled attack came only about 2 weeks after a military junta overthrew the democratically elected leader of Burkina Faso, underscoring fears that a recent spate of coups is inspiring others in the region. Guinea-Bissau's president addressed reporters late Tuesday, saying the, quote, attack on democracy had come during a government meeting at the building. It was not immediately clear who was behind the assault, though the president said it, quote, also has to do with our fight against narco trafficking. The 15-nation West African regional bloc known as ECOWAS, already grappling with three other coups in member states over the last 18 months, called Tuesday's violence a coup attempt and said it was following the situation in Bissau, quote, with great concern. The United States called Tuesday for the UN Security Council to meet on North Korea's most recent test of an intermediate-range ballistic missile capable of reaching Guam, its most significant launch in years that could target American territory. The U.S. mission to the United Nations wants the council to hold closed consultations Thursday, according to council diplomats. After Sunday's launch, White House officials said they saw the latest missile test as part of an escalating series of provocations over the last several months that have become increasingly concerning and are aimed at winning relief from sanctions.